Hey, it's so good to see each and every one of you guys. Thank you for worshiping along with us. Man, I believe that God is in the room today. How many of y'all believe that? Come on now. Man, God's going to do something powerful. And I get the honor and the privilege to introduce my friend and a great pastor. His name is David Cameron. Him and his wife, Jackie, pastor Refuge Church on the south side of San Antonio. Come on, you want to talk about the faithfulness of God. They turned a bar into a church, y'all. Come on, that's incredible, isn't it? They bought a bar, turned it into a church, and what was meant for evil, God turned for good. Amen? Come on, that's amazing. That's the faithfulness of God. You know, I also see the faithfulness of God in friendship. I really do. And the friendship that I've had with Pastor David for, I think we just realized, about 13 years now. Time has flown so quickly. They have three amazing boys. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. And we have Oakland and Tegan, of course. It's just crazy that we have all these kids between the two of us. And it's actually, by the way, I want y'all to, when you see Jackie, she's over in Rad Kids right now. It is her birthday today. They are here on Jackie's birthday. So come on, let's give her a round of applause. Come on, she's incredible. The first lady of Refuge Church, come on now. But listen, I've been friends with them for a long time. We worked together at a church doing middle school ministry together, and just a whole lot of fun. And then to see them plant their church, Refuge, how many years? Seven now?
Six
years ago. Incredible. Get through COVID. They did church. I'm just going to brag on you for a second. I'm taking your time. I'm sorry. But listen, they did church outside for almost 2 years on a trailer. He had little short shorts. Come on now. He had a short shorts and a tank top, and he was preaching outside for almost 2 years. Come on. That is some grit. That's some tenacity. That's a guy that's anointed. That's a guy that loves Jesus. That's a guy that is on mission to see the south side of San Antonio saved. And today, we get the pleasure and the honor of having him here at Radical Church in Kyle, Texas. So please, if you would you give a big round of applause and show some honor to my friend, David Cameron. Here we go.
Come on, Radical Church, can you put your hands together for our King of Kings and Lord of Lords? His name, it is Jesus. His name, it is Jesus. Man, what an honor to be in the house of God, looking around here today and seeing the house packed out on a three-day weekend. Well done for being in the house of God. What is happening here is beyond special, and I want to show some honor to your incredible worship team. I asked one of the ladies in the back, I was like, what's her name? And they told me Sadie. Sadie did an incredible job. Lauren, that I know, and Timmy, that Pastor Trevor said, worked together in middle school ministry, and Timmy was there as well. So one more time for your worship team. Show him some honor. Show him some honor. But hey, grateful to be in the house. But let me begin by honoring this house, this church. Like, listen, leading a church is no small thing. Leading a church is no small thing. And your pastors need your full support. Pastor Trevor and Pastor Lindsay are incredible people. And a lot of times, if you've done ministry for a little bit, you're not sure if, let me say it like this, 10 o'clock, I'm sure that you can handle this. 8:30, you come to church, 8:30, you're super spiritual. 10 a.m., some of you were in the club last night. So let me just say this. It is vital that you follow a leader who's the same on stage and off stage. And Pastor Trevor and Lindsay are, I would say, even better off stage than they are, as amazing as they are on stage. Two incredible leaders, and we honor them today building this incredible church. And what I love about this is I was going through believing God for what I should share today. I am speaking on the supernatural. And what I love about your pastors is they believe in the supernatural, life-changing power of God. Do you know, your pastors, they need you. They need you. The average American goes to church one Sunday every 4 weeks. One Sunday every 4 weeks. I don't believe that you're average.
Yeah.
I don't believe that this church is called to be average. Your pastors, they need you in prayer. Let me tell you something. The more we grow as a church, as a lead pastor, it can be incredibly lonely. Incredibly lonely. So that's why Trevor says, like, hey, friendship, God blesses you through friendship. And I bounce that back to him. Like, the friendship that we've got and the group that we run with, it is a life-changing group. But your pastors need you in prayer. They need you in financial giving. The vision needs provision. I always say to our church, I used to apologize for giving. But number one, you can never outgive God. Yeah. Number two, let me say this is good ground. And number three, I always tell them, hey, the gospel is free, but the electricity's not. You know what I'm saying? So I want to encourage you, if you don't give, make a decision to start faithfully giving to the house of God. This church is simply amazing. It is so inspiring to go to four services in your fourth birthday. Incredible. And we're inspired by it in the south side of the city. More room for more people. The kingdom of God continuing to advance in Jesus' name. You know, for those who don't know me, my name is David Cameron. This is my second time preaching here. Pastor Trevor said we lead a church plant in San Antonio called Refuge Church, and God is doing amazing things. That's right. We were on a trailer in drive-in church during COVID. Obviously, you couldn't meet, and you had all those rules that like, listen, I'm not trying to cause no debate, but I won't be here next Sunday, so I'll just say it anyway. I'm like, who came up with the rules? Like, 6 feet apart? I'm like, okay, like, why not 7? Why not 5? Like, somebody just picks that out of fresh air, but God bless them. Anyways, and masks and all that. So we can joke about COVID now. You're like, that's not funny. I'm sorry. It's just my humor. But we were in drive-in church, and they would drive in, and we'd put them on the radio, and we'd preach from we had a frequency they would tune into, and we would preach, and we thought, man, this is going to be good for a few weeks, and it turned into 2 years, 24 months. So God bless our incredible team, many who are watching today, I'm sure, for serving those 2 years. But we were youth pastors at Cornerstone Church, where Trevor and I worked together, and we had no clue what we were doing, but we made it happen, and John Hagee didn't fire us, so it was all good. And on top of that, we went to Hillsong New York City for 12 months, and then 6 years ago, we launched a church in the South Side and is thriving, and God is doing amazing things. Trevor, I always say we had no people, no money, and no clue when we launched. Yep. But God is faithful and has taken us through. The grace of God has allowed us to fail forward. My wife, like Trevor said, is here. You can see her on the screen. She's got a photo. As you can see, she married up. Like, she's a lucky. She is a lucky lady. And we've got three. Can you imagine, like, just waking up to me every morning? She's a lucky lady. But three little boys, try to tell her to keep her hands to herself. But that is Jude, he is 6. That is Jax, who is 3. And Newton, who is 1. So our hands are literally full. They're literally full. But we love it. I love the journey. You never know what kids are going to say. And we are very careful about what we discuss at the dinner table, because we've got little parrots that sit around. But anyways, hey, we genuinely love Kyle. A couple of years ago, ran a half marathon in Kyle. I was actually preparing, last time I came here, to run 7 marathons in 7 days to raise money for a church. And I don't know how I did it, but that's what you have to do if you don't plan properly when you plant a church. So Trevor did better than me. He did not have to run no marathons, but 7 marathons in 7 days. And I ran a half marathon here in Kyle, and we ran past a school that you guys, what was that school called?
Negley.
Okay. Elementary. And then we ran past that, and we ended there as well. But I love Kyle, love Austin, huge, huge, huge Austin FC fans, like massive, like green in our blood. We go weekly if we can, and we love it. My oldest son is an incredible soccer player, 6 years old, and I'm betting that he's going to be the next Messi, and then I will stop preaching about tithing in Jesus' name. You know, I'm only joking. Let me keep going, because you're like, I'm shutting off already. I'm not here to do a stand-up comedy, but today I really want to have a conversation with you, if that's okay, because the reality is I have been living out, Jackie's been living out a faith journey over the last 10 months or so like never before. At times, extremely sleepless nights. And I'm a grandson of a
Pentecostal pastor. So if anything resonates with you today, shout amen, shout preach it, shout hallelujah, yeah. Shout preach it, white boy, whatever you want, I'll take it. Just let me know you're with me. But constantly double guessing my decisions, having to many times admit, humble myself and admit that I've got it wrong. And I don't know if you've ever been there or you can relate to that today. We've been in the middle of a brand new building project as a church, and it has been extremely overwhelming. We are miles away from one of the poorest zip codes in the nation. There is so much that goes on in the hood. Like, we'll drive down there at night and there is so much going on, but I mean it. We are crazy enough to believe that God is going to turn that area around for Jesus in Jesus' name. When I drive down there, we drove down there just a few weeks ago or about a week ago, and we saw prostitution happening. We saw so many things happening. And I began to say, God, that is your daughter. That is your son. They're never too far gone from the love of God. And God is doing incredible things. But in the middle of this stressful season of life, we are also, which I love about a relationship with Jesus, two things can be true. We are also finding ourselves so faith-filled, so encouraged, and trusting God like never before. As you can tell by my accent, by the way, I'm born and bred Texas, like a Texan. I'm a Texan, as you can tell. Grew up on a ranch with horses, cowboy hats, cowboy boots, and just grateful to be here. But all joking aside, from Scotland, and then we moved to Texas. So we're in the north side of the city, and we have now moved to the south side, that has made this journey a whole lot more challenging. But as we're in the middle of this story, and we had a dedication service, our building wasn't ready on time, we had hundreds of people coming in, it was a very stressful and overwhelming time, and we had the dedication anyway, dust flying around, it was unbelievable. But as we went into the next 3 weeks, we were literally online. I was in a studio preaching the gospel to our church from a studio, and really, really low. We had built this building, and God began to speak to me this message, because the angel Gabriel in the Word of God, listen, tells Mary that she's pregnant with a son by the Holy Spirit. You may have heard this story before. We normally talk about it at Christmas time. You know, giving birth to children is probably one of life's greatest joys. My wife and I have three little boys, and it's so surreal when they're born. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Like, every single time one of our kids have been born, I've been like standing at the side of the bed, and true story, they've been like, do you want a seat? My legs are shaking and my wife is looking like, what is your issue? You're not the one laying on this bed. But it is a surreal, overwhelming feeling. But at the same time, that same issue can be heartbreaking for women and families who desire to have a child and cannot have a child. We're going to believe that God is going to break through in that situation today in Jesus' name. But you've got to imagine for a moment, there's no planning involved. Mary is still a virgin, and she's reminded by Gabriel that nothing is impossible for God. Can I remind you today, why did I come to Kyle, Texas on my wife's birthday? Let me tell you this. I came to tell you that nothing is impossible for God. I said nothing is impossible for God. We've got so many first-time believers in our church, new Christians, if you will. And recently, our worship leader's father was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And we decided, I said, bring him. He doesn't come to our church. I said, get him to come to one of the services. And we were literally at that time meeting in a bar where we brought him in. It was the first time many of our church had ever seen this. And I said, God is going to heal this man in Jesus' name. We're standing on the promises of God. Stage 4 cancer. It was a few weeks later, he went to the doctor and the cancer is gone, cancer-free in Jesus' name. You've got to hear me. Nothing is impossible for God. My wife is a nurse practitioner. Well, we believe in common sense. We believe in the medical field, but we also believe, listen, that God has the final say. God has the final say. It was about 2 years ago on a trailer. Trevor just spoke about it. That there was an audio guy who was actually, We hired him to come in to do a service. A good friend of mine had worked with him at Cornerstone, had worked with him at Community Bible Church, and him and his wife had spent about $30,000, all their savings, trying to have a baby in different treatments. And God spoke to me as I was preaching and said, bring him on stage and pray over him and tell him he's going to have a baby. How many of you know if you get that one wrong, it's a big deal? Yeah. I'm like, God, I'll tell him after service. God, how about like I just pray for him? How about I just keep that to myself? God kept it. It kept my spirit. I could not get peace. I brought him to stage, and he's a shyer guy who likes to be behind the scenes. And I brought him to stage and told him they were going to have a baby. We prayed over him. Today, they've got a 2-year-old little girl, and doctors said that it would never happen. All things are possible for God. It was about 12 months ago. I'm telling you these stories to stir your faith. Yeah. It was about 12 months ago that I was in the middle of a church service. One of our key team was preaching, and my phone was, it's normally off during a Sunday service, but for whatever reason, I put it on silent, or I thought I put it on silent, and it kept vibrating in my pocket. It was on vibrate, and it kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and I pulled it out, and I noticed it was my cousin calling, and I just hit mute and put it back in my pocket. It would go again. Hit mute, put it back in my pocket. The third time I started to get an unease in my spirit. Why does he keep calling? Why does he keep calling? I said, I'll do it. I'll take care of it after service. But I could not get a peace. So I go to my feet and kind of slide out where Pastor Trevor would be. And I slid out to the back. And I pick up the call. I said, hey, man, I'm in a service. Can I call you right back? He said, you can't call me back. You've got to hear me. He said, I just got pulled into a room with my mom, which is my aunt. And my mom was in hospital at the time, and he said, I don't know how to tell you this, but they've said that your mom is going to die. You've got to come home. You've got to come home. I said, how long are they given? They said, 3 days at the most. My brother was able to go on the Monday. That was a Sunday. I had to get my passport fixed. So it was a Thursday, so I was just hoping that I could get there to say goodbye. I fly to Scotland and I walk into the room. She's still living. I was like, God, just let her be alive by the time I get there. I was ready to say goodbye. I'd written out, literally was writing the notes for her funeral as I was on the plane. I walked into that hospital room in Peterhead, Scotland, Aberdeen, Scotland, right off of a flight. And the doctors were in there and the doctors began to say, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is the diagnosis. And I said, sir, I was like, with all due respect, I was like, I need us to go outside. They thought I was crazy. I said, listen, I don't know if you believe what I believe, but I do not want my mom to hear one word that you are diagnosing her with. I said, you've got to hear me. I believe. Tell me the medical condition, but I need you to know that I believe in the supernatural power of God, and God will have the final say. Yeah. Today, alive, well, healthy, sharing, yeah. Sharing. Back to sharing memes on Facebook that are not even true. But the reality is this. The reality of that situation is, listen, she walked into the hospital to visit her sister that is in hospital right now. And the doctor, listen to this, Trevor, the nurse comes to her, and my mom said, I don't think you'll remember me. My name is Isabel Cameron. And she was just like looking at her. No, I don't remember. And she went and looked up. She's like, I was in your ward and you took care of me. And she's like, no, I don't remember. And she goes and checks her paperwork. She comes back. She's like, I cannot believe it. Oh my goodness. She just kept looking at her over and over and saying, over and over, oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Why? Because the God that we serve is a God of the impossible. The God that we serve still does miracles. You've got to believe it. Listen, Mary receives this promise and she trusted the promise of God. Let me ask you this question. What has God promised you? What has God promised you? As a result of Mary believing the promise of God, she is remembered for giving birth to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've came to tell you today, it is time for you to give birth to the promises of God in your life, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Do you know, some of these extremely long days recently, that they've drawn me closer to God than ever before. I have found myself on my knees more than ever before, praying and believing God. The reality is we budgeted so well going into our building project. We had a contingency. We had everything the experts would say to have in place. But the city began to come in. It'd be like 17,000 here, 20,000 here, 5. And before we knew it, that contingency was gone. It was like, God, if you don't come through, it's over. Mm-hmm. And there are many days that I felt like a complete failure. I felt like I'd missed God. I felt like I was letting my wife down, my children down, these hundreds of faithful people who had been with us on this journey. And I remember one night I was like, Jackie, I just don't have peace. I can't sleep. I'd opened an email at 10 p.m., which is always a bad idea when it's bad news. Yeah. And my spirit just couldn't settle. I was like, Jackie, can we pray? We began to pray. Our three boys are in the room. It was about 10, 15 minutes later that she's fast asleep. The boys are fast asleep. I'm like, man, I wish I had that kind of faith. I walked to the kitchen around 3 a.m. I'm on my knees in prayer. It was 1 o'clock the next day. Then my phone goes off, and to cut a long story short, to save some time, it was a number from Tennessee that I would never normally accept a call, that I don't have the number. I let it go to voicemail, see who it is, and figure it out. But I thought it might be my uncle who just moved to that part, and I kind of wrestled a little bit, and I just said, hello. There's this one guy that I'd met in Orlando, Florida, at a leadership event that I'd recently attended, spent 5 minutes max with him. And he said, David, you gave me your number when you were in Florida a few weeks ago, and he said, I don't know how to tell you this, but God told me to call you. I don't want you to think that I'm weird, but this is what God says. And he began to list the very things that we had prayed about the night before. What are you saying, David? I'm saying to you today, Radical Church, 10 a.m. service, don't you let anyone tell you that God is not listening. I said, don't you let anyone tell you that God is not listening. I need somebody to say amen today. Oh, the word of God is clear. Get this in your spirit today. Psalm 34, verse 1, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears. And what happens? He delivers them from all their troubles. Say that word. Say all their troubles. Not some of your troubles, but all your troubles. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Job 22, verse 28. It says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. Oh, Radical Church, you've got to hear me today. When you cry out to God, he will deliver you from all your troubles in Jesus' name. You may feel like the situation you're in. You may feel like the report. You may feel like the funds. You may feel like the health diagnosis. You may feel like the family situation, things that are going on with your kids. I said this before, but we've got three little boys. And nothing has tested my faith like being a dad. I love to control the situation. I love to control the outcome. I like to be in charge. So dropping my child off at school, complete transparency, might be weird to you, true, struggle in my life. Putting my children in the hands of other people has given me extreme anxiety. I mean, you have to understand, like, I am so bad that I've literally signed up to be what they call a watchdog. Like, I go and open car doors at school, and I'm like 5:30 in the morning. Welcome to school. Like, getting my kids up and getting to school, have to be there by 7 for the next hour and a half, opening up and like small talk. I'm not the best at small talk. But like the dad's like, how's your day? And I'm like, man, I take a couple hours to come to myself. I'm just thinking about coffee right now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about your golf game. Like, now they know I'm a pastor, I'm gonna be nice all the time. Hey, good morning, God bless. Like, it's unbelievable. But the reality is, I don't wanna be there. but by the anxiety of making sure my kids are safe. Can I say to you parents today, you've got to understand something that has been spoken to me. God loves your children more than you do. God loves your children more than you do. For some people, you've walked in this room, and the reality is some people are against you. But oh, let me speak this over you today, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. If God be for you, and He is, who can be against you? Come on, somebody in this room, somebody watching, maybe online today, you've got to lift your hands in this room and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. That when I cry out, you deliver me from all my troubles. Do you know, it's so difficult. It's difficult to receive what you don't believe. God is always challenging us to trust Him for greater in the present than we did in the past. Can I speak to your church today and say, never become, as time goes on, it becomes easy to talk about the good old days. Ah, back in the day, you remember when God was moving? No, God can move today. I would say the good old days are spelled D-A-Z-E. We remember the good things and forget the bad things. It's a good day today. Yeah. God is going to move like never before today. God is challenging us to trust Him for greater in the present than we did in the past. As a church in Kyle, it would have been so easy for you guys to remain at one service and pack this building out and get good social media shots and all the things that we think are important that they're really not. It would have been so good to just go to two services and begin to pack out two services, and now you're at three services, and now you're at four. Listen, you've got to hear me today. We do not have time in 2024 for comfortable Christianity. Yeah. There is a world out there that is on its way to hell, and it needs Christians in love with Jesus who have a desire and a heart to empty hell and fill heaven in Jesus' name. I believe, Pastor Trevor, 10 a.m. service, Radical Church, that God is calling you to more. Yeah. God is calling you to more. I truly believe that Kyle, Texas is about to encounter Jesus like never before in Jesus' name. And I believe with all my heart that Radical Church has a big part of that story in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. As a church, my encouragement for you today is for you to welcome the challenges and grow your faith. In Jesus' name. You know, the God that we serve, listen, we say it all the time. He is the name, what? Above all names. That the God that we serve is below no name. And no matter how difficult your situation may be today, let me remind you that your God is greater in Jesus' name. God's power is working in you. It's for His glory and for His honor. Ephesians 3 verse 20. It says, now to Him who is able. Can I remind you today? Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Can I just say to you today, and let me remind you, God is about to do more than you could ask or think in Radical Church. In Jesus' name. Come on. I truly believe this. I don't know if you do, but I do. In 2020, I was there. Pastor Trevor Lindsay cast a vision. It was COVID time. Like we're having a get together. We're having an interest party, whatever they call it, at some place with like a swing park next to it and a little, what was it called?
Community center.
I don't know, like, I'm like launching a church in COVID and I don't want to be discouraging. I'll be there. But I'm like telling one of our guys that he drove with me, his name's Theami. I'm like, this is pretty crazy. Like, what are you going to do? Like, stand 6 feet away from each other? Like, hey, like, fill out our visitor card. Let us know. And then just slide it down the... Like, I don't know. Serving Summer Moon coffee. Like, I don't know. Like, if there's some kind of anointing oil in that coffee. But look at the miracle today. I believe, like, if the Bible was written in 2020, it would say, Pastor Trevor and Lindsay launch a church in Kyle, Texas, serving Summer Moon. And it would replace, like, the walking on the water story. You know what I mean? It's that big a deal. You've got to hear me today that God is calling and about to do more. This is more than you could have asked or thought about in 2020. Can you imagine what 2028 is going to look like? God is about to do more than you could ask or think in your family. Some of you have been praying for your spouse to be saved. I believe today is the day in Jesus' name. God is going to do more than you could ask or think in your marriage. God is about to do more than you could ask or think in your business and career. Come on, the God that we serve is a good God. The God that we serve is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders who still does the supernatural today in Jesus' name. So whatever you are walking through, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, relationally, you've got to hear me today. God is able. He is a name above all names. This 3-day weekend, I've came to tell you, it is time to stand on the word of God and to trust the promises of God in Jesus' name. That the God that we serve is a good God. The God that we serve is a promise keeper. That the God that we serve is a God who makes a way where there seemed to be no way. What am I saying? I'm saying Mary, a virgin, she believed the promise of God and a Savior was born. Yes. Oh, I believe today, as you trust the promise of God for your life, I believe that your answer, I believe that your solution, your provision, your healing, your breakthrough is not coming tomorrow. It's coming today in Jesus' name. Gabriel reminded Mary. And Radical Church, for the sake of time, let me go quick. Kyle, Texas, I'm reminding you and I'm reminding myself that nothing is impossible with God. We've got to think like that. We've got to speak like that. We've got to pray like that in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know, really quickly, let me tell you two stories. We're going to pray. My wife, and you've got to hear me in detail. Like, if I get in an argument with my wife and she says, I'm going to pray about it, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, whatever I did, please forgive me, because I don't want God dealing with me on her behalf. And she said to me lately, she's like, hey, David, summer's been long. Would really like to take the boys to the JW. Come on up, Tim, and jump on that keys, if you will. And she's like, I want to go to the JW, and I want to take the boys and have a celebration. They've done amazing, good kids, all of this good stuff. I'm like, listen, I would love it, but it's not in the budget. So there's this tension a little bit. My wife gets what my wife wants, you know what I mean? So she's like, hey, I want to go to JW Merritt. It's not in the budget. And we've got this tension going on. We walk into a dinner just last week, Trevor. I don't know if it was Tuesday or Thursday. Trevor was there. The pastor was there. We were in this dinner. He was leading. He was like, hey, we've got a gift for every pastor and their wife that's here. That's pretty significant. We just want to bless your life, bless your family. And they're like, and the pastor and me thinking, hey, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a check to our church. And I'm like, that's good. We needed that. And he said, it's $1,000 to the JW Marriott. She looks at me and said, still not in the budget? I said, it's in the budget. It's in the budget. What am I saying today? JW Marriott does not matter in eternity, but I'm saying what matters to you matters to God. Yes. Let me say that again. What matters to you, it matters to God. You know, my grandmother, I want to tell you this as I close, and we're going to pray and believe God for the supernatural. My grandfather was a Pentecostal pastor. My grandmother was a petite little lady who loved the Lord, but she was never really on stage outside of a couple of times a year. My grandfather would ask her to come sing, and she would sing two songs over and over. She would sing the first one, I met with the master, I sat at his feet. then she would take a break and she would sing this song. And she didn't have the best voice. She wasn't Tim or the singers up here today, but she was frail and she had Huntington's disease or Parkinson's. It's kind of, we're trying to figure out what that was exactly, but she would shake a lot and her frail body, she would grab the microphone and she would sing this. She would look at the crowd and she would say, "Don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle." Yes. And she'd say, "Don't give up. God is still on the throne." Yeah. She would sing, "Don't give up. You're on the brink of a miracle. Just remember that you are not alone. Kyle, Texas, I came to tell you, Radical Church, that nothing is impossible for God." Yeah. "Don't give up. You are on the brink of a miracle in Jesus' name. Don't give up. You're on the brink of breakthrough. Don't give up. You're on the brink of that salvation that you've been praying for. Don't give up. You're on the brink of that healing in Jesus' name. Don't give up. I believe today that God is restoring your marriage today in the name above all names. That name is Jesus." Come on, for the sake of time, stand to your feet if you will. Prayer partners, join me. We are about to, in this moment, encounter the supernatural in Jesus' name. Don't miss what God is doing right now. With every head bowed and every eye closed, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a prayer, then I'm going to invite you to come to the front and we're going to believe God for the supernatural if you're in need today. The woman with the issue of blood, she pressed through and touched his garment and everything changed. Don't be in the crowd and not touch Jesus. Father, I pray today, whatever need it is, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, relationally, mentally, I thank you, God, that you are able. I thank you, God, that you are a supernatural God. So meet the needs of your children. Show off today in miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, amen. If you're in need, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, relationally, mentally, whatever it may be, make your way to the front right now. Come to one of these prayer team members and begin to believe God for the supernatural in Jesus' name. Come on, Timmy, as they pray, let's worship today in Jesus' name.